This is the story about the demolition of Super Rex and his capture by Agent XYZ. Super Rex is rather big dinosaur looking guy. He has no henchmen. He works alone. He's way too strong. His body is made of super armor that breaks buildings. What? Nightmare?
He's a nightmare.
Anna wants me to add that he's a nightmare to people that he passes through. Super Rex, just like Tyrannosaurus Rex, is big on demolition. He likes to break things, especially buildings. He is 6 foot tall. He's got armor that's super strong. Armor that is made of super titanium. And you see, it was made by our friend, none other than
Professor Heisenberg.
Professor Heisenberg, that's right. He was so genius in this super suit that he looked like a little robot. He still was 7 feet tall once he got all the armor in. The way he would demolish buildings is using his right punch and the flying kicks to break the buildings apart from the ground up. His body armor was so strong and so powerful that when he kicked, he would engage the rockets on his feet and they would accelerate so fast and breaking the building down. Well, he was up to no good as always, and he looked for a new planet to destroy. His new planet to destroy was planet 1217. Planet 1217 was far away in the distant galaxy right next to the Milky Way. You see, the thing about planet 1217 was that it was cold, a very, very cold planet. It was always winter, lots of snow and ice, and cold, cold breezes and wind. Well, there's a really big city on planet 1217 called Mega City 17. And there were about 2 million people that lived there. And he was about to go on rampage as always. And you could hear him because, you see, Dr. Heisenberg made this suit to be super loud. Well, they had to be because, one, they were made of super strong titanium that was very heavy. Second, every time he took a step, it would make a big thump. And so you could even feel his vibration from miles away. And so he would start kicking. He saw a dome. I think they played ice hockey there. And he started climbing up to the top of the dome, and he started punching it. And again, his punches were rocket propelled. So he lifted his right arm, and then the jet kicked in, and he broke through the roof. And eventually he kicked it around enough that the dome just crumbled down. People panicked, screamed, and the cops started shooting at him, but it was useless because obviously titanium was, this special titanium alloy was super strong. And he went from building to building to building. And then the cops decided to call in super help. They sent out an SOS signal to our friendly agent, none other than Agent XYZ. He heard the distress signal. He kicked in his hyper mega drive. So he went so fast that even though there was no air in space, you could feel his breeze passing by. Okay, that makes no sense, but just listen in. Well, he went so fast that he passed planet 1200, 1201, 12. Next thing you know, it was 1217. He pulled around to use the gravity of the planet 1217 to slow him down, and eventually landed near City 17. And he could hear the super Rex causing all kinds of havoc. And he could see all the smoke, the fire, even though this was the coldest planet in this side of the galaxy. So Agent XYZ thought to himself, what weapon can I use to stop this madness? Well, you see, Mega Rex, a Super Rex, is a dinosaur-like robot armor, right? And so he had to think something. Ah, yes. So he called his friend, Professor Heisenberg, and asked for a secret. Professor, I know you did something to that armor, so we can capture it if he wasn't up to no good. And the professor replied, ha ha ha, my good friend, Agent XYZ. You are correct. I put a failsafe in. You see, I made sure that you had to have some kind of weakness, correct? Yes, Professor Heisenberg. Time is crucial. Please tell me quickly. Yes, you see, my friend, I put in lots of iron molecules in his armor. What's so special? Oh, I get it, Professor. You are smart as cunning as ever. Thank you. Okay. Godspeed, my friend. This is Agent XYZ out. Agent XYZ thought to himself. He looked around and looked for a big construction crane. Why? You see, the hint was in the fact that Professor Heisenberg mentioned what? Iron. Iron is magnetic. That's right. If I can find a magnet strong enough to just suck him up and make him stuck, then I'll be fine. So he looked around, and to his amazement, there was a construction going on at the main street. And there was a big, big electric magnet that could even hold a super tanker. And so he got into the magnet crane and started operating it. Where is the power switch? Ah, there we go. Well, Super Rex saw Agent XYZ. Ah, that infamous Agent XYZ. I'll get him yet. So he, if he knew what he was getting into, he should have ran away or flown away. But alas, he wasn't that far in terms of being smart. He ran into trouble, and when he was close enough, Agent XYZ flipped the switch, and the big electric magnet came into power. And then the tools around him started clutching to the magnet. And then as Super Rex was running toward Agent XYZ and engaged his jets, the super magnet made him go faster. And Super Rex couldn't control himself anymore. Oh no, what is going on? Ah! was stuck. Agent XYZ, what did you do to me? Who? Ha ha ha. Well, Super X, how's it hanging? Sorry, I have to get that joke in. You see, you just asked for it. Instead of using your power for good, you had to use it for bad. Well, what can I do other than stop you? So keep hanging there, and maybe when you lose all your iron in your blood, you'll drop. Or I can just put you in the prison. No! That was the last sound of Super Rex that we heard from for a very long time to come. So Agent XYZ saved the day once again. The end.